Fiona, you're early today. Have you read the story in 21st?
Oh, wait, Elaine, I have a question. Have you finished analyzing the story that is assigned to us in 21st literature?
Yes, Fiona, I analyzed it already and I have some points and personal opinions about it.
Isn't it awkward for Leonardo to live with his wife's house? Given that her family is also there, he can't afford to stand up on his own.
There are certain instances that it happens, especially they're newlyweds and Lydia is their only child. We studied it in our UCSP class last semester, don't you remember? Look, we Filipinos are family-oriented. Here in our country, we still believe in marriage. We know how important it is to get married before living together. Because marriage is a lifetime commitment of two persons and it is with God's permission that two people who bow in front of Him should not be separated. In our culture, the family of both parties is very involved in preparing the marriage of two couples. Filipino parents want their children to get married at the right time. It is the most important event in a couple's life, and it starts to build a new family of their own. We still believe in traditional way of getting married, and we still want to have a good relationship with both relatives of couple.
Is it matrifocal, wherein the newlyweds would stay with the woman's family? Well, I can't blame them. The traditions here in our country are passed down to the younger generations, especially those who grew up in a religious family. It is like a disgrace for them to marry at a young age.
No, it's not matrifocal, it's matrilocal. Your explanation is right that couple stays with the woman's side. Matrilocal residency is instituted by a rule that a woman remains in her parents' household after reaching maturity and brings her husband to live with her family after marriage. Sons, conversely, move out of the natal household after marriage to join their wife's household. If it's the other way around, it's called patrilocal. The couple stays with the man's family.
Oh yes! I remember Mom Eber discussing these things to us. Anyways, the couple stayed with Lydia's family. They had no choice that time. Western countries had a huge impact in our traditions, especially in religion and beliefs. But the younger generations are wiser. They never let other people dictate their actions.
Yeah. Despite the obvious Western influence on Philippine wedding, it is still nice to see that it has certain elements of the old times. Big or small, one thing remains true. A wedding is a union not just between the couple but their respective families too.
In my opinion, I'm not in favor of the situation where the couple would stay with one of their families. They will eventually create their own family. They have to know and learn things on their own, still with the guidance of their parents, but they have to handle it on their own.
I agree with you. Filipinos are family-oriented to the point that parents meddle on the decision of their children even though they have their own family already. It is better to have someone that will guide you, but it is not okay to meddle on their own lives given that they are old enough for it.
Yeah, it's also awkward at first, just like Leonardo. He's uncomfortable that time for sure. It's sad for me that he didn't have the chance to freely experience the happiness of living with the love of your life.
Yeah, I didn't expect that Mr. Kabading would be that overacting. Especially in his daughter's life, even though he's a policeman. It is disappointing because Lydia is in the right age. Settle down and create her own family, but still, it is Mr. Kabading's decision that prevails.
This situation would have a great impact in society because some people may think that the elders always have the upper hand in our lives. We wouldn't learn in our life if this would happen.
True. The decision of the younger generations will be set aside, and if the situation gets worse, maybe their opinions and voices won't be heard. If the elders don't approve the decision of the youth, then they would follow whatever the elders want.
Let's talk again later, Fiona. Bye!